I began talking about this yesterday, but I didn't get to an important part of this, so I wanted to revisit it. University of California, Riverside, a new RNA vaccine. The colleagues and this guy and his colleagues are so excited about their experimental and allegedly universal shot. And it's got a very broad strategy, they said. It's been put forward in a new paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Broadly applicable to a number of viruses, broadly effective against any variant of a virus, safe for a broad spectrum of people. Wow, there you go. It does everything. It is effective as a panacea for everything. And it's totally safe. Well, at least for a broad spectrum of people. You might wind up on the autism spectrum if you take it, but he said this could be the universal vaccine that we've been looking for. In traditional inoculation-based vaccines, there's a dead version of something or a modified live version, they say. Well, again, that brings up the question I have. Are viruses alive or dead? Is there such a thing as a virus either? But here's the thing. The new candidate, however, does not rely on your body responding to it. And see, this is one of the logical fallacies of the lies that Fauci was telling everybody. You know, if you've had this COVID thing that he was selling, if you've had a cold, and we'll call it COVID, and you've recovered, then you still don't have immunity unless you get the vaccine. Remember the arguments between him and Rand Paul? And it's like, wait a minute, if you recovered, that means that your immune system defeated whatever it was that you were exposed to and is now trained for life. That's one of the miracles of what God's created in us. That is an immune system. Somehow these, you know, single cell things, or maybe they're not single cell, but, you know, somehow these killer T cells and the rest of the immune system can remember a disease and can take it out. And that's the whole theory that the vaccinations were based on in the first place. And so if your body has already been trained with the actual thing, you don't need to go back to basic training. You know, you got a Marine group out here and they've been fighting in the jungles of Vietnam for the last year. You're going to send them back to basic training? They'd probably shoot you if you tried to do that. But that was the nonsense that Fauci was trying to sell everybody. Oh, no, that doesn't work. You know, your immune system doesn't do anything. It's the vaccine. Now these people are selling, guess what? The same lie. This new vaccine does not rely on the body and its traditional immune response. Instead, it uses small silencing RNA molecules. What is that? Which our bodies create naturally through a process known as RNA interference or RNAi. Oh, so we're going from mRNA to RNAi. So they said that while viruses typically block out the RNAi process, additional molecules could cause viruses to mutate. So they can't do that. All right, so this is not about training your immune system. What this is about is mutating the viruses or the pathogens. With at the DNA and the RNA level, what could possibly go wrong with that? Yeah, we're not gonna train your immune system. Instead, our new theory is we're just gonna start genetically modifying what we're looking for, that particular disease. It's gonna go around. It's gonna start genetically modifying it. Don't worry, it won't genetically modify anything else it finds in your body. Just that particular disease. You trust that? So, he said, if we make a mutant virus that cannot produce the protein to suppress our RNAi, we can weaken the virus. Okay, so, here's a strategy. We're going to genetically modify the virus, or whatever it is that we're trying to stop, and sterilize it. But don't worry, there'll be no side effects for you or anything else in your body. These people are crazy. While viruses obviously mutate rampantly, the researchers say they don't believe the pathogens will be able to circumvent this new, still unnamed vaccine. Viruses may mutate in regions that are not targeted by traditional vaccines, he said. However, we're targeting their whole genome with thousands of small RNAs, and they can't escape this. Well, can you? What makes you think they're not going to be targeting your genome? Researchers believe that they'll be able to cut and paste their vaccine creation strategy and use it for everything from influenza to COVID-19, even dengue fever. But what about bird flu? They've yet to test the shots in humans or birds, I guess. But tests, who needs tests, right? Where we're going, we don't need no tests.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.